Ticket ticker bed, it gets in your motherfucking head. It's the ticket ticker bed. Whoa, yeah, yeah.
You're sitting around the house with your hand down your pants. You're feeling the burn. You don't have a chance. Is it Dokken who wrote this music, you asked? Your ears are bleeding. It's whipping your ass. It excites you. It frights you. You wish you were dead. Oh, my God. It's the Ticket Ticker Band.
Ticket Ticker Band. It can send me out motherfucking head. It's the Ticket Ticker Band. Yeah.
Julie, Sean, and Ty, and Matt Birmingham. They tell you the scores with your dick in your hands. It's a minute of your life you can't get back. I'm tired of the Rangers. I'm sick of Dak. I already know the scores. Enough has been said. Can we finally stop this ticket ticker bear?
Ticket ticker bear. It gets in your motherfucking head. It's a ticket ticker bear. I said.
Hang on.
Every single day and twice an hour, they're scrambling around, they're wielding their power. They put you to sleep with old hockey scores, like who won the cup in 1974. I load my revolver, I place it to my head. It's the last thing I'll hear, the ticket ticker, bang! I'm dead.
Hang on.
Ticket ticker, bang. Ticket ticker bed.
That's it.
Stick it in your tailpipe.
Yeah.
It's so clean you don't have to wipe. Stick it in your tailpipe. Come on, you motherfucker, stick it in your tailpipe. Stick it in your tailpipe.
Uh-huh.
Up and down and side to side. Stick it in your tailpipe. Come on, you stinky bitch, stick it in your tailpipe.
Now, what are we trying to say with the traffic bed? Did you actually hear what you thought we said? Are we talking about cars, trying to sound tough? The fact of the matter, we talk about butt stuff. Rolling down the street in my Chevy 6-4, got my drink in my hand and my weed on the floor. Bitches and hoes, you know I got them, but this song's about doing weird things and they bought them.
Stick it in your tailpipe. It's so clean you don't have to wipe. Stick it in your tailpipe. Come on, you motherfucker, stick it in your tailpipe. Stick it in your tailpipe.
Uh-huh.
Up and down and side to side. Stick it in your tailpipe. Come on, you stinky bitch, stick it in your tailpipe.
Now back to the crib with my Cavassier. With Sheena and Tammy and Becky's on the way. Black, white, brown, I cover the spectrum.
How many things can you fit in your rectum?
In love with the booty don't make you a man. I like to get busy, just not in the can. You ladies gotta go, y'all ain't my type, cause I ain't sticking nothing. Nothing up your fucking tailpipe.
Stick it in your tailpipe.
Okay,
first Dallas.
It's so clean you don't have to wipe. Stick it in your tailpipe. Come on, you motherfucker, stick it in your tailpipe. Stick it in your tailpipe.
Oh, Cliff.
Up and down and side to side. Stick it in your tailpipe. Come on, you stinky bitch, stick it in your tailpipe.
Ha ha, ha ha.
Yeah, Wolf, this one's for you, my brother.
Word up,
You coined the phrase. And when you look around, you might hear the sounds of Rudy Jaramillo playing quarters on the ground.
You got Johnny Oates
climbing the walls. Cap was flexing his muscles
and scratching his balls.
We think Mr. Melvin is hitting the sauce, cause the Rangers got a case of dugout chaos. In the worst way, they are so screwed up in that dugout.
Check it out.
It might feel good if you know the situation. Utility man helps avoid the temptation. With the good book, he's a man of the cloth. But even the Lord can't stop dugout chaos.
It might feel good.
It might sound a little something. Cause damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game? It all sounds the same. This team is lame. I got game. He got game. She got game. Ranger fans, bow your heads in shame.
It might feel good. It might sound a little something.
So screw Doug Melvin because it don't mean nothing.
Something happening, yeah.
Check it out. Check it out.
We're here to say, speaking for the team,
we still got Wetland.
What the hell does that mean? We needed a player to give us a spark. Hell, even the Cardinals got their hands on Will Clark. Not a single move, a Dizzy D.
Cause I don't count that trade for Ricky LaDee.
I don't either.
That was messed up, dawg.
It was time for a move.
Time for a change.
Like Angelina Jolie banging Mr. Sling Blade. Like Dr. Dre finding Eminem. What's up, Mr. Melvin? Was your phone plugged in? Hey, Dougie Doug.
You're making it sick like Harvey Keitel.
Always showing his
That's uncomfortable.
You know, he loves it, though.
He do.
It might feel good if you know the situation. Utility man helps avoid the temptation with the good book. He's a man of the cloth. But even the law can't stop dugout chaos.
It might feel good.
It might sound a little something. Cause damn the game. If it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game? It all sounds the same. And this team is lame. I got game. He got game. She got game.
Ranger fans, bow your heads in shame.
It might feel good. It might sound a little something.
So screw Doug Melvin, cause it don't mean nothing.
Now what about that?
This season is over, dog.
Yo, you ain't kidding.
Rangers messed up big time at the trade deadline.
Dugout chaos.
Much dugout chaos. Dizzy D and Coco out.
Forever.
Couldn't do an interview cause he worked on the tee box. He had to leave spring training early so he could get back here to play golf. And we're tired of these excuses, and we're tired of being short, and we're tired of being the bridesmaid to a half-assed second-tier sport. And once again, golf takes priority over the show. He grabbed his clubs and left us all alone. And we're pissed. Things were so much better when he worked for Chris. Somewhere on the 13th green, he's lining up a shot. He tries to gaze down the fairway, but he's way too high on pot. Jerking off with Rick and Dale and getting drunk with George. And we're stuck back here in the studio, reading week-old Ranger box scores. And once again, golf takes priority over the show. He grabbed his clubs and left us all alone. Now we've got the blues, wondering who in the hell is going to do E! News. And once again, golf takes priority over the show. Golf takes priority over the show. Golf takes priority over the show.
Hey, Rhines, you drink too fast. You gotta make that Crown and Coke last. You're slurring your words, you might fall down. Looking for help and feeling groupsy. La da 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 da, feeling groupsy. Hello, Corby, what you smoking? I know you've got some plants a-growing. Ain't you gonna sing with me? Doobie-doo-doo, feeling groupsy. La-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groupsy. I'm awfully drunk and in a trance. I'm going home, the room's a-spinning. I puke my guts, I'm feeling groupsy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groupsy. The next day, I'm feeling bad. I'm 57 and I think I've had it. The diaper's on, it's snug and tight. I don't have to wipe, I'm feeling groupsy. Da 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 da, feeling groupsy.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, I hear him on the roof. Why in the hell would you park up there? That fat ass is such a goof. Dad just paid to get the shingles replaced. Now they're all f***ed up again. He seems half crocked. The back door's unlocked, so he lets himself right in. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, sneaking down the hall to Daddy's liquor cabinet. Oh, he's going to have a ball. Bourbon shots, vodka on the rocks, martinis dirty and dry. Chases it down with a handful of Xanax, Santa's going to die. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, rifling through mommy's drawer. Lacy thongs and plastic dongs, could mommy be a whore? Tubes of lube, Polaroids of dudes, videos on demand. I'm a choking bag bile, watching Santa smile as he goes through mommy's nightstand. There goes Santa Claus, there goes Santa Claus, peeking in sister's door.
Oh no.
Watching her sleep, not making a peep as he creeps across the floor. She arrived from college late last night.
Thank God.
Oh, it was a wonderful scene. Now Santa peers at her while she sleeps, not concerned if she's 18.
Oh, no.
I've had enough of creepy drunk Santa. Time to make a move. I grab my father's Glock from the safe, so steely, cold, and smooth. Santa turns and sees me now. It's time to end this game. He's in my sights, so I say goodnight. Then I cover the wall with his brain.
Oh, my God!
Goodbye, Santa Claus. Goodbye, Santa Claus. Your crimes have been exposed. All the good boys and girls will know of the treacherous path you chose. Your stupid white beard, all rapey and weird, will no longer be a fright. We bid farewell and I'll see you in hell, cause I murdered Santa tonight. I murdered Santa tonight.
Vibrato.
Yeah!
Hit!
Yeah. Hit.
Hit!
That is a hit.
Too many nights I've laid awake wondering what is on Mike's mind. I've tossed and turned and crashed and burned, imagining what I'd find. So I'll just sit here and drink my beer, maybe rub one out tonight, 'cause I can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
He can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
There's only one man for whom I yearn. He works from noon to three with Robert Sturm. He's a little heartbreaker, he's on Body Shaper, just a teaspoon at night. I'll be his lovey, he'll be Mr. Howl. I'm in love with Dan McDowell. Yeah, I'm in love with Dan McDowell. He's better than all the rest. I wanna rub oil on his man breasts. He's kind of bloated and pale, but he just bought a scale. That's why I love him so. And it tingles deep within my bowels. Yeah, I'm in love with Dan McDowell. Yeah, I'm in love with Dan McDowell. He wears a tie-dye shirt from Joe's Crab Shack and a sandwich board that shows off his rack. But he just doesn't care. He's eating on the air. He's my lover. And for only him will I drop trowel, 'cause I'm in love with Dan McDowell. Yeah, I'm in love with Dan McDowell. It'd be awesome if he'd be my pal. Yeah, I'm in love with Dan McDowell. Yeah, I'm in love with Dan McDowell.
Yo, put that stuff down, my buddy. Dizzy D, we got us a little problem.
What's up, man? It's Friday night. We ain't got no problems. This time to party,
man. No. Our boy Ruben broke his leg out there in center field. We got no center field out at the ballpark.
That don't sound good, man.
No, it don't. Our Rangers are going down.
Well, we need to help a brother out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can bust a rhyme for the man.
Let's do that. For Ruben.
A Puerto Rican man
took off to first base.
Had a single in mind, but
that wasn't the case. As he lunged for the bat, he broke his femur. Had to have a cracker take the key. To his beamer.
A Ruben Mateo
is a Puerto Rican man.
That is Puerto Rican leg broken by the white man.
We know a French man. His name is Piera. The new center fielder's name is Sierra. Ruben Mateo is our favorite player. Winning without him, you better say a prayer.
Yo, Dizzy D, how you feeling, Neil?
Yo, pass me a blunt, Coco, 'cause it's time to chill.
It is time to chill, my brother. It's Friday night, but we ain't done helping this brother out.
I know, we got two more verses, my man.
You damn right we do. Let's get serious about finding ourselves a center fielder.
Oh, yeah.
He's a superstar.
In the making.
Bad radios,
interns eat too much bacon. He's a 5'2 player, 22 years old, just like Julio Franco. Wears too much gold.
Looking at the outfield, you got no more names. Mateo Kapler and Greer going out in flames.
The Rangers are hurting, do you know what I mean? Well, and who in the f*** is this Scarborough Green? Ruben Mateo is our favorite player. A winning without him, you better say a prayer.
Yo, Dizzy D, are you feeling ill?
Yo, pass me a blood, dog, 'cause it's time to chill.
You know, it is Friday night. Maybe I shouldn't be worrying about this Mateo fella this much, you know?
We got one more verse left, dog. It's cool.
Yo, but I love the Rangers so much, I want to find a center fielder. And yo, I ain't played no center field since Pee Wee.
I'm down with you, Coco.
The Latin community is
hanging
in
the head.
'Cause a rookie of the year, our chances are dead.
If there is a lesson to be learned, the Mexican fans should support the Dallas Burn.
Mateo ain't lazy.
Johnny Yotes is crazy.
A Tito Puente is
pushing up daisies. He broke his femur. He ain't no beaner. If you sniff around, you'll find white girls are cleaner.
Ruben Mateo is our favorite player. Winning without him, you better say a prayer.
Yo, Dizzy D, are you still feeling ill?
No, dog. But pass me a blunt, 'cause it's time to chill.
Yo, homie, that's the last one. Chill out. I mean, it's Friday night now, but we got the whole weekend coming up.
That's true. We done singing for our boy Ruben.
Did we find a center fielder?
I don't know, but I sure am f***ed up.
Oh, boy.
Baby, your disease, you make me want to roll my windows down and puke. I'm driving
my car to the land of the quakes with a fat girl's ass swinging right in my face.
We're on 114, her bikini bottoms off, but my girl's been diagnosed
with a case of crotch rot. Baby, your disease, you make me want to roll my windows down and puke. Ticket sock is near and I can smell your rear, it's making awful sounds. Ooh, I'm in my jacked up Chevy with a lit kit. The country's synonym for a big kid. Baby, you're a cow, I think you should wander in the pasture over there and move. She was sipping on Makers and singing Time Wasters. Her gonorrhea smell had a sweet southern flavor.
Then she started talking about chlamydia and gout. I opened up the door and said, get the fuck out.
Baby, your disease, you make me want to roll my windows down. Ticket stock is here and I can smell your rear. It's making awful sounds. Ooh, I'm in my backed up Chevy with a lip kit. The country's synonym for a big dick. Baby, you're a cow, I think you should wander in the pasture over there and move. Well, she jumped right back in the bed of my truck while I'm scraping off the funk that's attached to my son.
Then she took her shirt off and bra made of silk, and she started squirting me with infected breast milk. Baby, you're a disease, you make me want to roll my windows down and puke. Ticket stock is near and I can smell your rear, it's making awful sounds. Ooh, look at my jacked up Chevy with a lift kit. A country synonym for a big hit. Now baby, you're a cow, I think you should wander in the pasture over there and move.
Hey, most crazy people really believe the crazy that they're believing.
Here we go.
Four. Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30. Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30. When it's 6:30, what will he say? Nothing, cause he's done for the day. Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30. Yeah, Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30.
Hello, Hammer, my old friend.
Yeah?
I've made an old man noise again. The strangest sounds emit from my body, just like the ones I make on the potty. And the smell, it will permeate your brain. My butt's in pain, so listen to the sounds of Reiner. And you might hear a random cough. I don't know how to turn it off. The coughs, they often come without warning. I make these sounds like I am dying. And at my age, the coughing makes me hurt. I'm old as dirt. Now listen to the sound of Reiner. Another stammer left my lips.
Yeah, I mean, I
farted, fell, and broke my hip. The sounds, they come at such a rapid pace.
What are we?
I farted once and flew to outer space. Help me, Hammer. Don't tell me that you can't. I crap my pants, which adds to the sounds of Reiner. Listen to the sounds of Reiner.
You know, I
listen to the sounds of Reiner.
Yo, Coco, it looks like they yanked our asses out of retirement.
Oh, that's all right, Dizzy D. Mario Lemieux just came out of retirement. That fool can play.
Who's Mario Lemieux?
Oh, Negro, please. A fool plays hockey, but don't you worry about it. We got bigger fish to fry.
Like waxing on A-Rod, dog.
Oh, you know that's true, true. Well, who's your favorite donor? Which one would you pick?
I can tell you right now, his name is Tom Hicks.
Until yesterday, this team was going to flounder.
That's when Mr. Hicks whipped out his 12-pounder.
He threw it on the table for the owners to see.
He slapped Ted Turner in the face with his big wee-wee.
He signed a Superman, a shortstop god.
Look out, all you bitches, because we got A-Rod.
You know, with a name like A-Rod, he might have himself a 12-pounder, too.
A big old chocolate hog?
Mm-hmm. Well, we are the Rangers, and we are for real. So make us forget the Baseball Sosa deal.
And we're proud to say that this is our team. A-Rod's in for Royce. This must be a wet dream.
$250 million, that's a lot of dough. Like Wando's alimony for all of his hoes.
We'd like to say thank you to Mr. Hicks. He's got a 12-pounder, a major league.
A big one.
Gigantic.
Well, first it was Big Cat and Ken Caminiti.
That just showed Tom Hicks had big titties.
Then the man signed A-Rod, he ain't throwing up bricks.
Drop your pants now, Tom, let's see that big
titties. We're players now, we're a team to fear. The ballpark's about baseball, not nachos and beer.
But we signed A-Rod, so quit your bitching.
Yo, yo, Dizzy D, we got no pitching.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
One hell of an offense, though.
You say it. Well, we are the Rangers, and we are for real. This will make us forget the Baseball Sosa deal.
And we are proud to say that this is our team. A-Rod's in for Royce. This must be a wet dream.
$250 million, that's a lot of dough. Like Wando's alimony for all of his hoes.
We'd like to say thank you to Mr. Hicks. He's got a big 12-pounder, a major league.
Mm-hmm. We got a special guest now. I'd like to introduce everybody to the Wolf.
A-Rod's a tall drink of water, a Dominican treat, like a Dairy Queen blizzard. He's smooth and sweet, playing the field better than Nomar and Jeter. Thank you, Mr. Hicks, and your 12-pound Peter.
Yo, one more time, old man, and make it sing.
A-Rod's a tall drink of water, a Dominican treat, like a Dairy Queen blizzard. He's smooth and sweet, playing the field better than Nomar and Jeter. Thank you, Mr. Hicks, and your 12-pound Peter.
Dos, tres, cuatro.
What is on Mike's mind today? What is on Mike's mind today? It's really neato, so eat your burrito and find out just what's on his mind. What is on Mike's mind?
Crank it.
When I was just a boy down on Magnolia Lane, that's when I figured out that people weren't the same. A policeman saw a man and he squeezed his trigger. He told me, son, don't you cry. He was only a Augusta, a white's only club. The blacks get the snub all the time. Augusta, where Jews can't come in. No Goldbergs, no Rubensteins. I said, Daddy, what's the deal? Why can't black people play? He told me, son, it's because they're descendants of slaves. I said, Dad, that's not right. A man is a man. He said, it's time that you join the Ku Klux Klan. Augusta, a white's only club. The black chicks get the snub all the time. Augusta, where Jews can't come in. No Goldbergs, no Rubenstein.
It's kind of catchy.
Yeah.
It's the whites only bathrooms, their own water to drink. If you are from China, to us you're a ch-
Oh my God.
This is the debut single from my Iron Maiden tribute band, Iron Skillet, with our new hit, 18 seconds without cheese.
Minutes.
Minutes. 18 minutes. Here we go.
Boy, your guitar sounds great.
I'm good. Takes a second to get to the vocal, but gives you time to go to the fridge and get a beer. Oh boy.
My wife looks at me, it's plain to see, she's hungry for fajitas. We grab our masks, I squeeze her ass, and we head to Micosina. She can't wait to taste the sizzling steak, the fire-grilled shrimp and chicken. There's beans and guac, but to her shock, there appears to be an omission. The yellow gold, could they be so bold to leave this offer place? Forgotten shreds, a fate worse than death. My God, how long must we wait? 18 minutes without cheese. She cannot eat her meal without it. 18 minutes without cheese. Looks like I'm going to tweet about it. The waiter came, the waiter went. We asked 4 times for cheddar. My wife was pissed, she snarled and hissed. Her boobs bounced in her sweater.
What?
So I grabbed my phone and snapped a pic. My wife looked oh so bitter. And now I have the claim to fame. I got divorced on Twitter. Oh my God, what have I done? Social media, can we please call a truce? The truth be known, I did this on my own. An entitled white privilege douche. 18 minutes without cheese. She cannot eat her meal without it. 18 minutes without cheese. Looks like I'm gonna tweet about. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh no. What did I do?
Oh, he's crying. And there you have it.
Yes.
Oh man! 18 minutes without cheese.
What?
The new hit from Iron Skillet.
That is
home incredible. Once and spent 4 hours away from home in a cotton field, and I had a sandwich. And at some point, I had to go to the bathroom, number 2, and I wiped my butt with cotton. And then I came home.
It happens to every one of us. But nobody likes to talk about it. But he's gonna ask you about it anyway. Will not know what to say. It's diarrhea. Diarrhea. It's in your hand. Oh, dirty diarrhea. It's diarrhea. He's diarrhea, man.
other day, me and Dee had a laugh about the Ranger players and the white boy staff.
The franchise had sunk to an all-time low, and then came the story of the clubhouse hoe.
A-Rod needed someone to fold his jeans,
to wipe his Cuban butt and keep his hiney clean.
So he got a little bitch to do his chores,
to squeeze a lime in his tequila and chase down whores.
He says, turn the TV down and buff my nails,
answer my phone and sort my mail.
Excuse me, Mr. A-Rod, the hotline's on the phone.
You know what to tell him.
F no!
This is a story of the clubhouse hoe. Alex winds him up, and there he goes. Get the mud off my shoes, and oil my mitt. Wax my hairy ass, and pop my zits. Do my laundry, fill up my truck, and hold my middle finger to flip off Buck.
You see, Buck didn't like it that Alex had a guy.
It made Alex seem special, and that wouldn't fly.
He told the boy to pack his things and put him in a box.
So Alex said, Buck, trade me to the Red Sox.
So the drama had started, it was time for a trade.
And we all waited around for a deal to be made.
But who the hell would deal? A-Rod for Manny?
It's like the Hardline getting grooves for Big Dumb Danny.
So Alex came back, but no one did a dance.
Hicks put his 12-pounder back inside his pants.
Alex said, listen, I'm running the show.
So back came Alex, little clubhouse hoe.
Now the team is a joke. It's truly a shame.
Hammer says they might lose 100 games.
At least Alex has his boy, but who's a real bitch?
It's a three-headed monster named Buck, Hart, and Hicks.
This is the story of the clubhouse hoe. Alex winds him up, and there he goes. Get the mud off my shoes, and oil my mitt. Wax my hairy ass, and pop my zits. I do my laundry, fill up my truck, and hold my middle finger to flip off Buck. Yeah.
Southern California, Mama Lama got the boot up on the bone. Gonna go home, drink some ammonia. Bling bong, bong, the fucking ding, not the bone. Here's a fine, I think I'm gonna bone ya. Would the blood of bread and bread or blame the bone ya? Been a while since I said California. California. I don't like to text, so I think I'm gonna phone ya. When I ski, I like to wear Patagonia. My favorite state is California. Black and boom, the boom, black and boom, the boom, the boom. Metal bats too, didn't realize till I got there.
They had metal bats too, which I didn't realize till I got there.
They got metal bats too, didn't realize till I got there.
They had metal bats too, which I didn't realize till I got there.
There's a state in the south and it's called Alabama. Wham, wham, blam, and think you, mam, ya. The 83 Cougars were by slamma jamma. That booty look good, I think I'm gonna cram ya. Alabama. My favorite book is Green Eggs and Hammer. I vacationed once at Hoover Dam, ya. Drilled a hole in my bathroom so I can webcam ya. Facebook sucks, so I think I'll Instagram ya. My favorite non-stick cooking spray happens to be Panga. Metal bats too, didn't realize till I got there.
They had metal bats too, which I didn't realize till I got there.
They had metal bats too, didn't realize till I got there.
They had metal bats too, which I didn't realize till I got there.
Cool looking. And they're cool looking.
Yeah, we're gonna break down.
And they're cool looking. And they're cool looking.
All right.
Oh my
That's
God.
It.
My God.
What's on Mike's mind today? What's on Mike's mind? Everybody wants to know just what is on Mike's mind. Let's all gather around the fire and open up a bottle of wine. Cause everybody wants to know just what is on Mike's mind.
What's on Mike's mind today?
Christmas time, and we're headed out to Grandma's with tinsel and an angel at the top of the tree, with family around the fireplace and laughter and food, like pumpkin pie, sweet potatoes, and ham. But there's one thing about grandmas that's confusing, and it's troubled me since I was a sweet little pea. It's when I walk in the bathroom and look to my left, it hangs from the spigot and it stares right through me. What's with the red bag in the shower? You perplex me and torment my dreams. Are you a hot water bottle or a red camelback? Suppose I'll grab that long tube and take a drink just to see.
Oh, no.
That red bag ain't the only cause of my nightmares, nor the excessive drinking by my alcoholic dad. It's not the fact my grandparents wake at 4 a.m. after boning with me asleep in their room.
It's true.
No, it's much more disturbing than these things. It's when Grandpa grabs a book and heads to the can. The sounds and the fury, they permeate the hallway, from the sad, toxic colon of an 80-year-old man. And Grandpa, what did you have for dinner? I had the same thing, and I don't smell like that. Did the devil possess your lower intestine? Because your dumps have the aroma of a decomposing rat. And what's with the red bag in the shower? You perplex me and torment my dreams. Are you a hot water bottle or a red camelback? Suppose I'll grab that long tube and take a drink just to see. Merry Christmas, everybody. Let's all have a drink from that old red bag for free.
Man.
Picture yourself in a Joe Willie's live spot with 15 tomatoes and 3 papa shot. When the offer of tomatoes was laid on the table, out came this masterful bummer. Absolutely, you bitch. Absolutely, you bitch. Absolutely, you bitch.
One, two, three, four.
It was 12 weeks ago today, Sergeant, what the freak? It was 12 weeks ago today, the Hammer drove up from Tampa Bay. He was gonna watch the Rangers train, but in his belly he was feeling pain. But later on in his room, he thought no one else was around. From his buttocks came an awful sound.
when Husky Harger power farts at night. We hope his colon doesn't blow. When Husky Harger power farts at night, sit back and watch the blankets grow. To my knees, yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time. She had a nice ass and a big busty chest in my pants, so they started to go wild. Do you know how stiff I am? Do you know how stiff I am? I'm not as hung as Back Pocket Sam. Her butt looks like two honey hams. Oh, do you know how stiff that I am? Says moo moo. My colon is blue, it's full of doo doo. This much is true. Brisket and beans and salad with Thousand Island dressing. Surprising to me that my pants I haven't been messing. Nothing to do. Sure, my belly is full, but strangely enough, I don't want to poo-poo.
Thank you, Super Bowl!
You will believe.
Baseball.
Yeah, what's up?
You think you can get yourself maybe an MVP this year, my man?
I don't think so.
But check it out, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You got a World Series ring.
You got an MVP.
Your mother buys a crack from Daryl Strawberry. You played with the Yankees.
You got a big head.
Your sister is a hoe. I shagged her in my bed.
How about your baseball card for a dime on eBay?
You hit two home runs. You think you're Willie Mays.
Your contract sucks. You can't afford cable.
Got your pumpkin head bounced off a ping pong table.
Utility man.
You can't play ball, but you think you can. A left field or right field, you can't get a hit. You think you're a player, but you ain't worth shit.
Oh, yeah. What's up now?
Are you a player now, my boy?
I don't think so. Tell him, I mean.
You think you're a starter, but you ain't worth jack. Cause you'll be on the bench when a Rusty comes back. You walk around the clubhouse, loving the Lord. A typical cracker.
Driving 85 a card. You got in a scrap with a Derek Jeter.
Rick Cerrone says you got a small Peter.
I saw you yesterday at the baseball yard.
A doggy took a shit on your baseball card. Utility man. You can't play ball, but you think you can.
Left field,
right field, you can't get a hit. You think you're a player, but you ain't worth shit. Now are you a player, Dizzy D?
I don't think you is,
I think you look pretty good to me.
What's up?
Don't know. Out!
Peace out, y'all.
My Thanksgiving song for the world. Turkey is made of wood.
Turkey isn't good. Turkey is made of wood. Stuffing has no taste. Turkey is made of wood. Grandma's house sucks. There is no Wi-Fi. Turkey isn't good. Grandpa smells weird. And cowboys are going to lose. They need to fire Garrett. Cranberry sauce is bitter. Grandpa farted again. Uncle Ken is drunk. He smokes cigarettes. I wish I were somewhere else. Uncle Ken just touched my leg. Dog crapped on the floor. I'm very depressed. turkey is made of wood. Turkey isn't good. I'd like to kill myself. Grandpa is sleeping. It's only halftime. Zeke broke his leg. Mashed potatoes are the only thing good about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving still sucks. Dak threw his second interception. Turkey is made of wood. I think Grandpa's dead. Nah, he's still sleeping. If I were dead, I'd be glad. Turkey isn't good.
I'm trying to teach you a little bit about the station's history throughout the evening, if you don't mind. Many, many years ago, a young man by the name of Mike Reiner immigrated to this country from Istanbul, fleeing a civil war at the time. He came to these shores and he took a lover. And that match produced a son. Mike has a son. That son grew up to be a pizza delivery man. And the two were reunited when they worked together here at Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And tonight, father and son perform on stage, Mike Reiner and Danny Bayless.
Don't worry about what it says, just think about the time and how great it was.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.